Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out. Come on in, come on in. Come on in. Come on out. The windows of heaven are open. Come on out. Angels are waiting to hear you speak the word of God. The angels are activated and move when they hear the word. I'm going to say it again. The angels are activated and move when they hear the word of God, and they will only move when they hear the word of God. Come on now. I'm trying to get something to you. Listen, listen. Today is your day. Come on now. You're going to change your thinking. We're going to transform our minds by renewing our minds with the word. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the continual renewing of your mind. And the only way to renew your mind is to, how glory, feed it the word, how glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Well, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning. Come on out. Come on out. In the beginning was the word. That's John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. I'm going to say it again. The word was with God, and the word was God. Can I say that one more time? The word was with Elohim, and the word is Elohim. Okay? Because in the beginning, when God created, it was Elohim, the Father, the Creator, that was in operation. Hey, of course, Shate Kisha. Come on now, you better get this word right now. Come on now, Lekisha. Woo, my God. Oh, and then it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many or whoever receives him. Now you know, you've been hearing me teach you about how to receive the word. The only way to receive is three areas. You hear the word, my sheep hear my voice. You hide the word deep in your heart that you won't sin against God. That's Psalms. And then you must do the word, according to James, because we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Ha, glory, case shot. Faith is not even activated until you have an activated word in motion. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word. Come on now. We walk by faith. Oh, come on now. Are you getting this? Come on. I just want to put this. See, I want to get your spirit and the ground of your heart ready to receive this word. Come on now. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, I thank you that you're going to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, I will be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, I serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. No weapon formed against this broadcast, the technology, high glory, all the iPads, iPhones, tablets, Androids, laptops, desktops. car systems, whatever medium that you're using to hear this word, it will not be hindered or interrupted by any satanic weapon or force. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. I'm just sending this out here. Come on now, share the word. Share it with your peeps. Let's go to this word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Come on now. But listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Let's go. All right. Now, listen, we've been teaching about the power of all, okay? The power of all. We started activating this word during the Feast of Pentecost, the power of all. Amen. The Bible says, and when the day, Acts chapter 2, we might as well go there. Acts chapter 2. Hey, glory. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Come on now, get this word. Amen. Hey, glory. Ah, glory. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Acts chapter 2. And it says, check it out. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, okay? And when the day, come on now, Acts chapter 2. Come on now, get with me. Verse 1. And when the day what of Pentecost was fully come, they, those that were given the instructions to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise, okay? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all whole, all together, with one accord, one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled. So when you understand, first of all, let's go here. Amen. So when you understand that, first of all, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all whole, all together with one accord, one passion, one mind. See, so when you understand that, you need a word before you can be activated to move forward. Okay? John chapter 1. And to those that received him, the word, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. No power without receiving the word first. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Okay? So when you understand, everything is activated by the word. Everything. Listen. When we do first things first, see, there. Okay. Oh, my God. You know what? Here it is. Let's go here. Like I said, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Come on now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians. Now listen, we're talking about the power of all. So the power, okay, the power, the dunamis, his ability to become, okay? For all the promises of God in him are yes, okay? So listen, once you get a word, you don't have to wonder whether or not he's going to give you permission. Okay, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. The word amen means that he's in agreement. He's in one accord, one passion. You have been operating. You have just put on the mind of Christ. Why? Because amen means it is so. So once you get the promise of God, which is the word, now power is activated because you're already walking in one passion, which is one mind, one accord with Elohim, with El Shaddai, with El Elyon, okay? Because power, dominion, and authority is operated or characterized by El Elyon, the Most High God. Okay, remember yesterday? Okay, well, let's go here. Genesis chapter 1. Come on. Come on now, Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Come on now, Genesis chapter 1. Look at what it says. Verse 26. And it says, and God said, that word God right there is the Hebrew word Elohim, okay? And Elohim said, let us make man in our image. So this word let right here means allow, okay? And Elohim said, let us allow man in our image and after our likeness. So the image means that we were made with the same substance. He took a part of himself and created us. But then he says, and after our likeness. After our likeness means that they will be able to do what we do. Okay? So let us create Adam, mankind, from us, okay, and let them be able to move and act like us, and let them have what? Dominion. So the first thing that he gave us was ruling authority. That's the power source of El Elyon. He's the Most High God. He's the one who has all authority. And let them have dominion over the fish, the fowl, the cattle, over all and every creeping thing on the earth. So Elohim created man now in his own image. What's his image? These three are one, okay? In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them, and then God blessed them. Woo, my God, blessed. Okay, this word blessed is the Hebrew word that means to, let me get to my little slide here. Where you at? Here it is. The blessing, that word blessing means his supernatural, his spiritual empowerment to prosper and be successful. Come on now, are you getting this? Be fruitful and multiply. Okay, so he doesn't give you power just to sit still. He gives you the power for you to be activated to do what he purposed you to do. So fruit and increase and replenish the earth and subdue it. Come on now. These are the four keys that we've been talking about. Our divine origin and unity with him, our dependence of God, our purposeful existence with God, and the imminence of God, him being Elohim, being actively involved with us. Because Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do. So that means we have the same power. We have the same authority. The same power and authority that Yahshua, Jesus, walked in, we have the same. This is why Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these. Why? Because he's the Son of God, and we are the sons of God, divine. Let us create man in our image. Here's our divinity. Here's our origin. And we were in unity. This is why when God formed animals and creatures from the dirt of the ground, he took it to Adam. Why? Because Adam was the one who was king over the earth. Come on now. So when you understand, okay, so let's get this. The Bible says this, Proverbs chapter 4. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. That word principle means first. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. What does that mean? Okay, I'm glad you asked, Brother Shane. This goes out to Brother Shane. Shout out to my brother. Brother, oh my God, where's my little thing? Okay, where's my little thing here? Where's my little, got my little, where you at? Okay, here it is. The wisdom of God is the what to do. It's the thoughts, the will, the word of God. The understanding of God is his spiritual discernment and perception. The revelation, the revealed, activated word in operation. So the wisdom is the what to do. The understanding is the how to do it. Okay? So he said, let us create man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. Okay? So now when we understand, now remember, we said, now yesterday, we said that it's the word of God that activates the power of God, okay? You must, according to John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them the power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God, okay? So when we understand that the word, Psalms 119, verse 104 and 105, Psalms 119. Come on now. Well, now I'm just sharing the word with you. See, this is not my opinion. This is why I know it works. Psalms 119. Come on now. Come on, because I'm getting ready to go. Psalms 119. Through thy precepts, your word, I get what? Spiritual discernment. I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Okay? The word, thy word, is a lamp. Okay? It activates. It turns on. It activates power. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word, when it's activated, shows you where to step and move. Well, come on now. See, because when you get into agreement, okay, they were in one place. They were in with one accord in one place. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord. They were in one passion, one mind, okay? Total alignment with him. When you get the word, it activates the power. So now when we get this understanding that we have the power to move, to shake and move what God is trying to do. This is why you need to get the word. Amen. Let's see where I want to go. Okay. So today, when we understand that this, getting the word of God, receiving the word of God, hearing it, hiding it in your heart, doing it, will activate God's power. So see, you shouldn't be getting tired because you're not operating in your own power source. Oh, come on now. He gave them his power to become, okay? So And now listen. Oh my God. When you do this, amen, you begin to move things and operate in areas on his behalf. Okay, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. Now listen, you can't even step without a word. Now that means the reason why your steps are ordered is because you're walking in the path that the word creates. Come on now. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is why you can walk sin free. Oh, come on now. See, I'm about to mess somebody up with that one. Why? Because the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, you'll cast out devils. You speak in new tongues. You'll take up serpents, and they'll drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. After you walk in the steps ordered by the word. Oh, come on. Woo, my God. You cannot obey God and not move in his power. Oh, my God. Woo! The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. The willing and obedient. Those walking in the will and executing the will. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. See, we just touched on right there. The willing and obedient shall eat. Woo! My God. Listen. The Father wants to increase and empower and do more for you than you want him to do. But that's what a father does. This is why he doesn't want you to relate to him as, now listen, is he God? Yes, he is omniscient, omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, okay? But he's Father first. Come on now, get this. I want you to really get it. He's Father first. Jesus said, pray like this, our Father. He didn't say our God. Oh, come on. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy way of doing things come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. Give me this day my daily steps, my daily bread, and forgive me of my debts even as I forgive my debtors. If you're not walking in forgiveness, listen, you cannot move forward moving in unforgiveness. Sorry, it doesn't work. Forgive my debts as I forgive. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, he can't forgive you. Come on. Now listen, we're going to have to stop right there. Now, so once again, getting the word of God activates the immanence of God, his active involvement with you. And this is why John says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. This is why we must continually renew our mind, because this is where the thoughts or the activated power comes through the portal. They were with one accord in one place, and the sound and the spirit came in from heaven like the sound of a mighty rushing wind and filled the house and filled them. Now let's walk in the filling of God, the power of God, how the fire of God by sowing seed. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The seed time is the sowing or planting or investing in the kingdom consistently. The harvest time is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. We learned yesterday that when you begin to walk in the understanding, now fruit is automatically activated. So how do we do this? By sowing seed. Listen, for God so loved that he gave. Jesus said, give and it shall be given. So when you sow into the ministry, Restored Ministries International, by using our PayPal, Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, or you can use your phone and scan the QR code right there, and it'll take you to the PayPal link. You can also use the church Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the church Gmail at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. You can also sow seed into the ministry by using the church Cash App and website. That's the first way. Now, the second way, which is called the prophet's reward, is when you sow directly into the hand of the supervising priest of the ministry. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30 says, the first of all first fruits, see, of all things and of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, of all and of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, shall make cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house. See, it's the priest that speaks the blessing, because the Bible says that, oh my God, to those that received him, the word, he gave them power. The word must be spoken. This is why it says that he may cause the spoken blessing, the blessing, the spiritual empowerment to prosper and be successful. Amen. Now, you can sow directly into the priest of this ministry by using the Cash App at $ Prophet MD Bryant. I am the priest of this ministry. Or my Zelle at michael@rtuproductions.com, or my PayPal at pastormichaeldbryant@gmail.com. But you can't get harvest without first sowing seed. So come on, get your seed ready. Father, I thank you. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and adds no sorrow. The blessing is not just financial, it's spirit, soul, body, and finances, okay? So let's not get it twisted. Come on now. So, the blessing of the Lord. You blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Wherever your feet shall walk upon, it is yours. And whatever your hands touch is blessed. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We're going deeper. Be blessed.